Good evening. I'm Ben Thorpe, and this is your evening news roundup for this Tuesday, December 29th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a COVID-19 relief bill, but there's a partisan split over what the bill and one of the governor's line item vetoes means for unemployment insurance benefits in the state. Abigail Sensky has this report.
The bill includes $55 million for small businesses and $45 million in direct payments to workers who are laid off because of the coronavirus. The governor says she also signed an extension of unemployment benefits, but Republican leaders in the state legislature disagree. They argue a bill they passed during the lame duck session attached the extension to the $220 million Whitmer vetoed from the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund.
It does not jeopardize a single resource that is dedicated toward helping our unemployed. And anyone who tells you that just isn't being honest about what that really was all about.
Whitmer calls the deposit a tax break for big businesses, shunting money from taxpayers to pay for the unemployment benefits. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
Northern Michigan health officials held a press conference today outlining the progress they've made in rolling out vaccinations. Hospital and health department officials say they are moving forward with their vaccination plans. Christine Nefsey is the chief medical officer for Munson Healthcare. She says they have vaccinated or scheduled to vaccinate about 50% of all eligible staff.
We have given 3,693 vaccines to our healthcare team. 3,464 of those were Pfizer, and 229 of those were Moderna.
Nefsey says residents should continue following state guidelines to stop the spread of COVID. She says it appears that people reduced travel over Thanksgiving, and she's hopeful that stays true through Christmas. Michigan Supreme Court won't hear the case challenging the Secretary of State's decision to mail absentee ballot applications to voters. Lester Graham has this report.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson mass-mailed the applications to registered voters across the state. A Highland Park activist, Robert Davis, sued because he was concerned the unsolicited applications were unlawful and candidates could challenge votes because of that. In August, the Court of Claims ruled the mailings were legal. The Court of Appeals confirmed that ruling in September. Now, the Supreme Court has declined to hear the lawsuit. It was turned down by a 6-1 majority. Supreme Court Justice David Viviano felt the case should be reviewed to determine whether the Secretary of State had the legal authority to mail millions of applications for absentee ballots to voters who did not request them. I'm Lester Graham.
The Great Lakes shipping industry felt the economic squeeze of the pandemic this year. American shipping companies on the Great Lakes transport mostly iron ore and limestone. Cargo totals for both are way down compared to last year. Bruce Burrows is the president of the Maritime Chamber of Commerce. He says an unexpected silver lining to the shipping season is strong demand for grain products.
People are at home eating, macaroni and cheese. That's been very helpful for us, but still hasn't compensated for the loss in those other areas I mentioned.
He says demand for iron ore and other key commodities is down at ports across the St. Lawrence Seaway. American shipping companies in the Great Lakes region say demand for iron ore is starting to rebound. More than 5,000 long-term care facilities in Michigan are expected to receive the Moderna vaccine from either CVS or Walgreens in the coming weeks. Will Callen has this report.
The pharmacies will set up 3 vaccination clinics at each enrolled site over a 12-week period. Brenda Kretschmer is CEO of the Tuscola County Medical Care Facility. The nursing home expects its doses from CVS in early January. Kretschmer says many of her 150 residents had the experience of getting the polio and MMR vaccines for themselves or their children when they first came out.
They're used to rolling up their sleeve. They want this pandemic to end.
She says some of her staff members are more hesitant. As of last week, long-term care facilities had reported more than 4,300 resident deaths from COVID-19 to the state health department. I'm Will Callen.
Some ski resorts are ending the year nearly sold out, but with limited ticket sales. Minimal snowfall thus far has let some ski hills open, but several trails and lifts are closed. Because of this, some resorts have limited the number of tickets for sale. Erin Ernst is the director of communications at Boyne Mountain Resort. She says skiers need to plan ahead.
we are limiting the sale of public lift tickets because we have more limited terrain that's open right now. And as we are able to expand terrain, then we'll also expand the availability of those lift tickets. But as it stands right now, we have a few dates during the holiday season that are still available for day lift ticket holders, but otherwise we're sold out.
Erin says she's hopeful that snow accumulation will offer more trails, lifts, and tickets. She says they usually open 100% of their terrain. It's just a matter of how long it takes. And that was your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Tuesday, December 29th. Thanks for joining us, and have a good evening.